Slide 1. This component, Health Management Information Systems, is a theory component specific to healthcare and public health applications. The topic for the fourth unit of this component is Computerized Provider Order Entry. Unit 4 consists of two lectures, each followed by a discussion question. A final assignment is also part of the requirements for this unit, along with a self-assessment. This is Lecture 1. Lecture 1.0, Introduction to CPOE, will define CPOE, state the purpose of CPOE, list attributes and functions of CPOE, and explain how CPOE is currently being used in healthcare. Lecture 2.0, Aspects of CPOE, will describe the major value to adopting CPOE applications, identify the common barriers to adoption, and summarize the potential impact CPOE has on patient care safety, quality and efficiency, and patient outcomes. Slide 2. Lecture 1 has two objectives. By the end of this lecture, the student should be able to describe the purpose, attributes, and functions of CPOE and explain ways in which CPOE is currently being used in healthcare. Slide 3. Interventions in patient care, such as performing diagnostic tests, administering medications, and drawing blood, are initiated by provider's orders. The more traditional methods of placing provider orders are written, paper, verbal, in person or via telephone, and fax. A computer application known as Computerized Provider Order Entry is now being used in place of these traditional methods. The Healthcare Information and Management Systems Society's HIMSS Dictionary of Healthcare Information Technology Terms, Acronyms, and Organizations provides this definition of CPOE. CPOE, or Computerized Practitioner Order Entry, is an order entry application specifically designed to assist clinical practitioners in creating and managing medical orders for patient services and medications. CPOE is often depicted in the literature and referred to in the healthcare community as Computerized Practitioner Order Entry or Computerized Physician Order Entry. For this unit, the term Computerized Provider Order Entry will be used. Slide 4. Care delivery and clinical documentation systems are systems that support the delivery of the care and documentation of that care. An example would be clinical information systems. The textbook Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine, defines clinical information system as the components of a healthcare information system designed to support the delivery of patient care, including order communications, results reporting, care planning, and clinical documentation. Computerized provider order entry is typically a module of an integrated clinical information system. CPOE is a computer application that enables a provider to place patient orders via the computer for further processing. It is much more than a replacement of paper orders with electronic ones. CPOE is also not just an electronic prescribing system. The provider's use of computer assistance to directly enter medical orders, for example, medications, consultations with other providers, laboratory services, imaging studies, and other auxiliary services, from a computer or mobile device. The order is also documented or captured in a digital, structured, and computable format for use in improving safety and organization. It may or may not include the electronic transmittal of that order to another department, such as the pharmacy, laboratory, or diagnostic imaging center. Coupled with a clinical decision support system, CPOE has the capability of applying rules-based logic to assist the provider with making optimal ordering decisions. The next slide provides a bit more detail on the CPOE and clinical decision support system connection. Later on in this unit, the relationship is further explored. Slide 5. As was mentioned in the last slide, CPOE is much more than the replacement of paper orders with electronic ones. United with a clinical decision support system, CPOE has the ability to provide access to evidence-based guidelines, give prompts, reminders, or alerts regarding the order entered, thereby enhancing patient safety and provider efficiencies. The clinical decision support system use of rules-based logic assists the provider with making optimal and safe ordering decisions by supplying clinical advice at the time of order entry about a wide range of diagnostic and treatment-related information. Advice such as patient allergies, possible drug reactions and interactions, and calculations of medication dosages based on patient weight and age is possible when the CPOE application is coupled with clinical decision support. For example, once the medication order is entered into the computer, the CPOE application could then trigger a warning of a drug allergy, along with a suggested alternative medication. Additional information on CPOE and clinical decision support systems is provided later in this unit. Slide 6. The next several slides will explain the purpose of computerized provider order entry. The overall purpose of CPOE is to automate the patient ordering process in order to manage patient care more effectively and efficiently, and as a result, improve patient safety and outcomes. CPOE is a far-reaching technology as it affects everyone in the organization, from administration to providers to patients. Slide 7. As was previously explained, CPOE's purpose is to automate the patient ordering process. This in turn helps to manage patient care more effectively and efficiently, and, as a result, improve patient safety and outcomes. Given this overarching purpose, the four main reasons healthcare providers implement CPOE are to prevent, reduce, or eliminate medical errors and adverse drug events, improve patient safety, reduce unnecessary variation in healthcare, and improve efficiency of healthcare delivery. Each will be explored more in detail on the next few slides. Slide 8. The first main reason healthcare organizations and providers implement CPOE is to prevent, reduce, or eliminate medical errors and adverse drug events, or ADEs. Two well-known reports from the Institute of Medicine, To Err Is Human, Building a Safer Health System, published in 2000, and Crossing the Quality Chasm, A New Health System for the 21st Century, published in 2001, provided an impetus to healthcare organizations and physician practices to consider CPOE. The first IMO report stated 98,000 patients die each year in U.S. hospitals due to medical errors, and the second report advised rapid adoption of electronic medication ordering to support clinical decisions. While the automation of the patient ordering process is recognized as not a small or easy task, CPOE's potential to prevent, reduce, or eliminate medical errors and adverse drug events is a major motivation for healthcare organizations and physician practices to adopt this application. Slide 9. The second main reason healthcare organizations and providers implement CPOE is to improve patient safety. According to the LeapFrog Group's website, the IMO report mentioned in the previous slide supplied the LeapFrog founders an initial focus, that is, the reduction of preventable medical mistakes. The LeapFrog Group is a consortium of major companies and other large private and public healthcare purchasers. The website states LeapFrog's mission is to trigger giant leaps forward in the safety, quality, and affordability of healthcare by supporting informed healthcare decisions by those who use and pay for healthcare, and promoting high-value healthcare through incentives and rewards. A LEAP is a recommended hospital quality and safety practice. The LeapFrog Group identified CPOE deployment by hospitals as one of its LEAPs, or key patient safety standards. The progress in implementing CPOE systems is monitored through the LeapFrog Hospital Survey. In June 2010, the LeapFrog Group published a report on the results from a test of hospitals' computerized physician order entry systems on their ability to detect common medication errors. According to the report, LeapFrog Group report on CPOE evaluation tool results, the CPOE systems on average missed one-half of the routine medication orders and a third of the potentially fatal orders. Nearly all of the hospitals improved their performance after adjusting their systems and protocols and running the simulation a second time. http://www.leapfroggroup.org/media/file/new-CPOE-evaluation-tool-results-report.pdf. Slide 10. The third main reason healthcare organizations and providers implement CPOE is to reduce unnecessary variation in healthcare. CPOE helps the physician make optimal ordering decisions and improve adherence to evidence-based practice. For example, a specific diagnosis may have a set of orders associated with it. The CPOE application provides the use of the pre-programmed provider or institution reviewed and approved orders to facilitate the process and guide the provider to follow accepted protocols for the diagnosis. However, a CPOE system requires orders and order sets be configured for this goal to be achieved. This is discussed in Lecture 4-2. Slide 11. The fourth main reason healthcare organizations and providers implement CPOE is to improve the efficiency of healthcare delivery. CPOE applications accept orders into the system, which are then communicated to the department and personnel to execute. Notification of the status is sent back. Thus, a reduction in the time from placement of the order to its completion is realized. CPOE also saves a step, as there is no need to re-enter data into an ancillary computer system, so the time it takes for the ancillary department to complete the order is less. However, effective CPOE implementation requires interfaces with existing information systems, such as registration, pharmacy, laboratory, and electronic medical record systems. Slide 12. Having covered the reasons why healthcare organizations and providers are adopting CPOE, attributes will be covered next. The following CPOE attributes and their descriptions come from http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/CPOE. Ordering. Physician orders are standardized across the organization, yet may be individualized for each doctor or specialty by using order sets. Orders are communicated to all departments and involved caregivers, improving response time and avoiding scheduling problems and conflict with existing orders. Patient-centered decision support. The ordering process includes a display of the patient's medical history and current results and evidence-based clinical guidelines to support treatment decisions. Patient safety features. The CPOE system allows real-time patient identification, drug dose recommendations, adverse drug reaction reviews, and checks on allergies and test or treatment conflicts. Physicians and nurses can review orders immediately for confirmation. Intuitive human interface. The order entry workflow corresponds to familiar paper-based ordering to allow efficient use by new or infrequent users. Slide 13. Additional CPOE attributes and their descriptions from http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/CPOE are regulatory compliance and security. Access is secure, and a permanent record is created with electronic signature. Portability. The system accepts and manages orders for all departments at the point of care, from any location in the health system, physician's office, hospital, or home, through a variety of devices, including wireless PCs and tablet computers. Management. The system delivers statistical reports online, so that managers can analyze patient census and make changes in staffing, replace inventory, and audit utilization and productivity throughout the organization. Data is collected for training, planning, and root cause analysis for patient safety events. Billing. Documentation is improved by linking diagnoses ICD-9-CM or ICD-10-CM codes to orders at the time of order entry to support appropriate charges. Slide 14. Three other CPOE attributes are responsiveness, response time, and reliability. Positive provider experiences are linked to application responsiveness. Providers expect CPOE to be highly responsive with rapid response time to speed their ordering sessions. Response time is considered to be the delay between the time at which an event is generated and the time at which some acknowledgement is made. For example, acknowledgement of receipt, an estimated completion time, and ongoing progress, such as a progress bar. In addition, providers may find variable response times almost as frustrating as a CPOE application that is all around slow. CPOE also needs to be reliable. As cited in http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/software_reliability, software reliability is the probability of failure-free operation of a computer program in a specified environment for a specified time. Providers expect CPOE to perform without interruption due to system shutdowns from crashes or even routine maintenance to facilitate the critical ordering process. Slide 15. Moving on, the next topic that will be discussed is CPOE functionality. CPOE applications may encompass only basic functionality or expand to more complex functionality where clinical decision support is used. For basic functionality, the focus is on the capture and transmission of the order, order communication. There may or may not be minimal access to knowledge resources and simple bidirectional communication. Many CPOE applications accept the physician's orders for diagnostic and treatment services, transmit the order to the appropriate location, return the status of the order, and return the results of the order execution. Slide 16. The more advanced CPOE applications have some form of clinical decision support. However, when it comes to clinical decision support and CPOE applications, there are different levels of sophistication. An elementary level is simple clinical decision support, where, for example, the capability to perform drug-to-drug interaction checks is possible. A complex level is when an alert is generated because of an identified drug allergy and an alternative medication is suggested to the provider. This interactive decision support goes a long way towards improvements in patient safety and quality. CPOE and clinical decision support are explored further in the next several slides. Slide 17. According to HIMSS, Clinical Decision Support System, or CDSS, is an application that uses pre-established rules and guidelines that can be created and edited by the healthcare organization and integrates clinical data from several sources to generate alerts and treatment suggestions. To reach its full value, research shows CPOE needs to include clinical decision support. Slide 18. As cited in http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/clinical_decision_support_system, most CDSS consists of three parts: the knowledge base, inference engine, and mechanism to communicate. The knowledge base contains the rules and associations of compiled data, which most often take the form of if-then rules. If this were a system for determining drug interactions, then a rule might be that if drug X is taken and drug Y is taken, then alert user. Using another interface, an advanced user could edit the knowledge base to keep it up to date with new drugs. The inference engine combines the rules from the knowledge base with the patient's data. The communication mechanism will allow the system to show the results to the user as well as have input into the system. A CPOE system employing CDSS elements provides clinicians with access to evidence-based guidelines, prompts, and alerts at the point of care delivery. Slide 19. There is not one single approach to integrating CDSS into CPOE. According to an HIMSS CPOE fact sheet, http://www.himss.org/content/files/cpoe_factsheet.pdf. Questions information technology specialists should be asking with regards to the clinical decision support available to the CPOE application are: what kind and how much clinical support? What about medication alerts, allergies, routine preventive diagnostics? How many alerts will users tolerate before ignoring them? How difficult should it be for the practitioners to override the alerts? Joining a clinical decision support system with CPOE has been shown to unlock the patient's safety and provider efficiency benefits, such as the ability to provide access to evidence-based guidelines and give prompts, reminders, or alerts regarding the order entered. Slide 20. CPOE is a broad-ranging application. CPOE users include physicians, nurses, physician assistants, nurse practitioners, therapists, pharmacists, and others, such as dietitians. Slide 21. CPOE is also far-reaching from the sense of where it is used and the order types involved. CPOE use is not limited to the inpatient environment. It is useful to any healthcare setting where clinical processes, tests, procedures, and medications are ordered, performed, or administered. The most common settings are inpatient or ambulatory settings. CPOE is also not limited to medication orders. Order types, such as those for tests, procedures, or other clinical processes, fall under the umbrella of CPOE. Thus, CPOE is currently being used in healthcare as a replacement for the more traditional methods of placing a variety of order types, including written, paper prescriptions, verbal, in person or via telephone, and fax, in any healthcare settings where tests and medications are ordered, performed, or administered. Slide 22. This concludes Lecture 4-1, Introduction to CPOE, where it was discovered that CPOE is part of a clinical information system. As a computer application, it automates the ordering process. CPOE has an assortment of attributes and functions with lots of different users. It is not limited to medication orders, but also includes consultations with other providers, laboratory services, imaging studies, and other auxiliary services. CPOE has ties to clinical decision support systems. Use of CPOE should not be pursued in isolation from other technologies. Entering orders in a system without providing clinical decision support during the order entry process is likely to have limited benefits. Let's now move on to Lecture 4-2, Aspects of CPOE, where the major value to adopting CPOE applications is described, the common barriers to adoption identified, and the potential impact CPOE has on patient care safety, quality and efficiency, and patient outcomes summarized.